This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Our next guest is Australian blues rock singer, songwriter and guitarist and a former child actor and child prodigy. This dude was later trained by at the age 13 and eventually toured with B.B. King. He's performed with every Aussie legend and he's set to become one himself. Jess's first little, well, she tried to say boyfriend, but there was no saliva exchange, so I'm not saying yes. It's heartthrob Mr. Nathan Cavalieri. Hello, welcome to Joy.
Hey, how are you guys? All right? That's quite an intro.
I'm out of breath and I'm having to press a lot of buttons here, mate. I'm telling you, I'm stressing.
There's no saliva contact. That's hilarious.
Well, because she was going on about how she was the first love and she was talking and then she said about,
I
was going to eventually
kiss. I did not!
And then I said, so you're saying it was your boyfriend and you hadn't even kissed him? Ah, oh, that doesn't count. Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a story to that, actually. She just caught me at the wrong time in my life when I was had very low self-esteem and yeah.
Are you trying to say that's the only reason I even had a shot?
Well, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
Well, mate, you got her at the right time anyway, because straight after you, she went the other time. She went to the other side.
I know, that's how good I was. Send her off the whole male species.
God, you two, I can't even do anything. I'm not anywhere near the buttons to,
Nathan,
to
if
mute
you want,
Tom.
We can
I'm
mute
so
her.
Scared.
We can mute her, and you and I can just make horrible comments about her for the next 10 minutes. Yeah.
Great idea.
Look, I'm going to bring it back. You've been performing since you were literally knee-high to a grasshopper. What is the drive to keep you wanting to make music, Nath? What's up?
Well, I mean, I think my passion and my love for music got pretty deep pretty early in life when I was six. So, for me, it was because I started so young, it wasn't just kind of surface level. It wasn't like a way to socialize, or it wasn't definitely not to pick up girls. It's a form of expression that just transcends the things that I can say. And I think also I'm particularly sensitive now to how my music affects other people, where like at the start of my life, it was just about me, and just expressing myself. And if people came along with me on that journey, then that was amazing, because that was, you know, that's the special, that special feeling that you get at a gig. And then I probably lost my way for a while, and it became a little too much. It became the other way, where it was just about the people and not about me, where I was just writing and performing what I thought that people wanted to hear. And then now, after dealing with my more recent adversities, it's kind of flipped back, and it's really sitting at a nice place now where I'm doing what I love, and it seems to be attracting people that, that it really resonates with. So, and I've never actually been able to incorporate my experiences and stories, or at least versions of them, in my songs lyrically as well. So now it's in an even much deeper spot.
Yeah, well, you touched on a few things that we're going to chat about, hopefully, or get some time. So you, as a pup, you were going through leukemia, and so you said when you were sick when you were a kid, and that just scares the hell out of me to even think that your parents had to deal with that. And that's almost, you got sick at the same age as my daughter is, and now obviously the two of us are parents and we chat about that sometimes. But the world is focusing on something big and horrible and scary at the moment. Does knowing that you got through something genuinely terrifying put you in a different headspace when dealing with what's happening right now in the world?
It's quite a strange and surreal time. I mean, I have these moments where I'm, lost in my music and it's just everyday life, and then I come out of whatever I'm doing and I go, really? Is this really happening? I think probably It's funny. I don't really know how my early experiences with illness have, like, how it's actually affected what I do today. I mean, it's my psychologist that I see sometimes. It pops up occasionally. It was just, I was so young, and I think one of the best things that my parents did for me mentally during that time was not educate me on what I was dealing with. I mean, how can a 6 or 7 year old, what are they supposed to do with that information anyway?
That is so true. Let you live your life without having all that baggage associated with it.
Yeah. It's the educating on as much as what that little brain can comprehend and do something about, but if they can't, then it's not, to me, it's not something that they should be educated on. So for me, I didn't need to know that I was that my life was on the line. So my challenges was just based around more the pain and the physical sensations that I had to get through. And my music helped me get through that. My family helped me get through that. And they really kept my spirits up by not, you know, taking me down all sorts of dark rabbit holes that they probably had to deal with themselves.
Yeah.
I would say the burnout and the anxiety and depression that I went through over the last sort of 4 or 5 years, the tools that I got from those times have helped me now.
Wow.
Massively.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some uplifting news. I'm Googling you here to see how much, oh my God, young man, you've got hot. You know, like it's not creepy now anymore, St. Nosen and Cavalier Resort. You got this rock god looking going. I'm Googling all the pictures.
I'm glad it's...
Well, Tom did say when he heard that Nathan Cavalieri was coming on, he was like, what, that little kid? And that's what a lot of people do kind of still equate. I remember I was 13, you're a year older than me. You did think that I was older than you, which I found out later, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
But everybody, if I ever mentioned you, only ever saw you as an 8-year-old or from the McDonald's ads or something. And you have now grown into an actual man. And it's
a hot man, too, let me tell you.
Oh, great. I could see Tom on the screen and his face is if you were in the studio, there'd be a...
But we got him in for an important reason. Nathan has a brand new song out called Castles in the Sky. I had to listen to it and we all had a little sneak because I pressed the wrong button before we put you on. It's a fantastic song. Look, how did this one come about? What inspires you?
What inspires me? Sometimes just life experience. I might, you know, I have quite a creative imagination as well, and I'm being an empath as well. I can kind of go into the worlds of others as well. So I might feel somebody's pain or excitement or whatever, and I might go, wow, that's something that could be put in a song, or I might see a phrase. In Castles in the Sky, it was actually a phrase I read in a book. It was probably a self-help book or something. I've been reading a lot of those lately. but it was, I wrote that before it was relevant to me. So I wrote this, you know, wrote that song probably in 2012, and I actually kind of, it fell away. Like I was not inspired to play it anymore. You know, more recent songs, more relevant songs were more exciting to me. And then somebody else actually heard the demo and went, man, I really reckon you should record that song or at least take it on tour. So it kicked off our set. Every set last year around Australia got great feedback. And then one day I'm sitting there, I'm going, these lyrics are really relevant to me now, because it was about, essentially, it's kind of implying, you know, the importance of really taking your time. You know, ambition can kind of give you a sense of urgency. You want things, quick results straight away, bright, shiny object syndrome and all that. And just the power of taking your time, putting in the hard work to build something that lasts a long time is something that I need to be reminded of.
It is a great song. I've actually played it a couple of times. Also, there's a clip, and I want everyone to know that Nathan Cavalieri is actually a really amazing advocate, especially for mental, like healthy living and healthy mind. And I think you need to check out his, I think Tom's going to mention all that too, but it's definitely something, like your music, it's uplifting, but it also has like a depth. But if you follow your blog, you can kind of see where some of your head's at a lot
what
of the
you
time.
Say, but follow the blog. Touch. We're not 19. It's he's not got, 1992. Is it? We're all on TikTok now. Well,
he's got a number of socials that we will add to obviously the thing. But I just last thing before for Tom will say what he's got. You did a live stream concert. Is that right? Is that for at the moment, or you've got plans to do a live stream concert?
Yeah, I did. One, I tested one out on Monday. I kind of do them here and there anyway, but obviously since my whole first half of the year, like many of us, has been shattered. You know, I was supposed to go on tour with supporting Jeff Martin from the Tea Party and play Blues Fest and all that stuff. So obviously all that cancelled.
Heartbreaking.
My work as a screen composer, that's also changed. So I'm testing the, you know, I'm trying to work out how I want to spend this time. Like, I'm not going to sit and, you know, I kind of had, you know, I had my moment where I was like, oh, damn it, like, trust. But I'm sort of seeing opportunities as well. Okay, all right, well, how can I use this time? And one of the things that I want to try and do, which is like many other artists are doing, is just doing the online gig and even just sort of Q&As and stuff like that, which is something that I've wanted to do for a long time anyway, that I just haven't had the time and the headspace to try and work out.
Well, that's where we're all going now. We're all going down the road of checking you out on socials.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's important that we do, like, even though we're isolated, it's important that we do stay in touch. And you're really in touch with your listeners and people that respond to you. And I think that's a really important thing right now, is that people don't feel so lonely. And you feel very much like you're there. So,
yeah,
for everyone.
Thank you. I'm glad that it translates that way, because I feel, like a lot of us, we all have sort of triggers. I mean, I've got a friend who reckons, he's probably the opposite to me. He reckons he's been practicing social distancing since he was 15. So he's a master at it. He's an introvert. But for me, this is triggering a lot of, you know, feelings of alienation and loneliness and all that. And I feel like, you know, we do have an opportunity here to connect. Thank God we have this way, means of connecting digitally. And our words are probably so important now, more than anything, because that's sort of all we've got at the moment in terms of connecting with other people, our words on what we say on social media and all that. So using those for in a good way, it's really important. That's what I try to do. I try to either, you know, educate, not get up on a preach box, but just share the things that work for me, entertain. I'm not really much of a ranter, but occasionally it might happen. But even that alone just kind of makes you feel, when you receive that and you go, yeah, me too. Like, that's how I feel as well.
Is fantastic. Nathan, it has been a joy. I am going to
thank you.
Talking to you, but I wanted everyone to hear your song. So we're going to have a go now. Nathan, if they want to find your song, is it now at all the normal Spotify? Yeah. We go along and get it all?
Absolutely. Spotify, Apple Music, all the streaming services.
And what about your socials? What are they? How do we follow you through your socials?
Just type my name in on Facebook, Instagram. I haven't embraced TikTok yet. It's on the cards, but I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you not to, because I am convinced it's owned by the Chinese government and they're trying to infiltrate us, but then that's me. But look, let's play the song. So, this is Castles in the Sky, brand new music by Australia's favourite Nathan Cavalieri. Thank you so much for your time today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nate.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. See ya.
I'm a beetroot. See ya.
See ya.
He lights up limousines and chaperones. Hot shot.
pill can numb this pain. A cold sweat, a certain shame. Wide awake, alone in bed, a broken voice echoes around his head.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.